Hey hurdlers, Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. What a week. That feels like such an understatement, and I feel like I'm saying that every single time I come into the feed on Fridays, but I mean it because the past 3 weeks of Hurdle have been the biggest 3 weeks of Hurdle ever, not just because of the amazing individuals I've had the opportunity to speak with, but because of you, the listener, the hurdlers, as I love to call you. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you so much for giving me your time and your energy and for just coming to my little corner of the internet. If you're new to 5 Minute Friday, podcasts, articles, books, cool things, whatever it may be. This week for 5 Minute Friday, I am talking about making a few apologies. And not just regular apologies, what I like to call later apologies, a personal word I made up. Earlier this week, I did something that meant a lot to me, and I made a, as I like to call it, later apology, or a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or failure, well, after the fact, to be specific, to a friend of mine. We were quite close when she lived in New York City. I actually introduced her to her now husband. And earlier this year, her and her lovely husband, they had a beautiful baby girl. And after spending some time with a good friend of mine and her new baby, I was thinking about this other friend. And I realized that I owed her an apology. When she had her baby back in February, I was certainly wrapped up in my own circumstance, wrapped up in my own chaos. And of course, although I reached out to her when she had the baby, I definitely didn't do or give the situation enough attention. I didn't send a card. I didn't send a gift. I didn't check in on her in the weeks that followed. I just didn't do the things that I would hope that someone that cares about me would do after I go through such a big, big life event. And so having recognized this, I knew I wanted to do better and I did better. And so I reached out and it started with me buying a card and a small gift. And I'm in the area not too far from her home and I offered to come visit. And so I did in a socially distanced way. And I gave her the card in a small gift bag. And of course, upon opening it, she said, "You didn't have to do this." And in the card, I said, "I am sorry I wasn't there for you sooner. I want you to know that I'm here for you now. I'm proud of you. I feel very lucky to have you in my life. And I want to do better going forward." And I meant every single word of that. And now, granted, as I mentioned, although I physically showed up and brought something with me, that's not what's important here. What's important here is, as I called it, the later apology. The words are what are important. And now, later apologies, they're something that I've gotten into later in my life and something that I've come to really appreciate as I've gotten older. And this concept, really, it first came on my radar last year. A friend reached out to me to extend me a later apology. We were super close in my early New York years. We worked out together. We went out together. We explored the city together. We texted constantly. It was like a female friendship that I really, really, really valued. And at the time when we were friends, I was dating someone that we both knew. Dating is a gracious term, I'd say. We were spending some time together. I really liked this guy. It didn't work out. And of course, as girls do, when it fell apart, I went to her, I talked to her, I confided in her, I cried with her. I did all the things. A couple weeks later, she let me know that the two of them were then spending some time together. That was really hard to deal with. It's so interesting. I never really talk about my super personal life on here, but when I do, I always have a moment of pause. And it was almost like I had to split up with someone a friend, and that was so much worse than splitting up with someone that I dated. I felt like I trusted her and she kept things from me. And because of that, I didn't feel like I could continue our friendship at that time when we went our separate ways. And so this woman, last April, I was totally shocked when she reached out to me and offered me a really beautiful apology. I won't go into the details of that apology, but what I will say is that I definitely didn't expect it. And I felt really grateful that she thought that it was important, even years and years later, to say something to me and to recognize how I may have felt, how she made me feel at that time. After she offered me this apology, we went our separate ways, living our separate lives as we had been doing. And this wasn't like a, I'm going to apologize and now we're going to be best friends situation. It was just her doing what I would say was the right thing. And at the time, it made me feel really validated. I never thought she was a bad person. I just thought that she did a bad thing. And I think that's the thing about apologizing, right? It's admitting that you did something wrong. It doesn't make you an inferior human. It means that you're just that. You're human, period. It means that you want to express regret for something you may not be proud of. Any apology, no matter when it happens, it means that you're willing for just a moment to maybe put your ego to the side and have a conversation and get real. Her actions, they made me evaluate my own. I wondered, who should I be apologizing to in my life? And at that moment, I actually made a list, and I've offered since many heartfelt later apologies. And sometimes they go well, and sometimes it's clear that the person on the other side is like completely unfazed, or maybe what I feel the need to apologize for didn't impact them as much as it impacted me. Maybe my later apology just isn't enough. Whatever happens in this situation, you can't be making this gesture to want anything in return. Rather, it's just because, again, you feel like what you're doing is the right thing to do. And in my eyes, it's never really too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to have a genuine conversation, regardless of who's involved. And I tell you this story this week because I do feel that it's pretty relevant, consider everything that's going on in our world between the pandemic and the fight for racial justice. I think a lot of us are confronting things that have happened in our past. And sometimes our ego, it prevents us from offering the words that are so necessary, that can be such a big part of progress, right? What I don't want to do by talking about this is to preach that everyone should just start apologizing profusely. That is not the answer at all. But what I will say is, just as I have come to appreciate the art of the later apology, I also feel strongly about not saying I'm sorry just to say it. It's something that I, as well as many people that I know, certainly get into the habit of. I encourage you, own your power like you own your flaws, and own your mistakes like you own your victories. And remember, again, it is never too late to say that I'm sorry. You've just got to make sure that it comes from the heart. And you've got to make sure that it's real. So for this week's thought prompt, I'm asking you, who would you offer a later apology to and why? Again, who would you offer a later apology to and why? Highlights of the week. As always, links to everything I talk about here will be included in the link with the description to this episode in the show notes. First up, no surprise here, the Michelle Obama podcast. Listening to Michelle Obama, it honestly feels like I'm hanging out with one of my best friends, which signifies to me that this is a solid podcast. It launched this week. It's a Spotify exclusive, and it is so well done. For episode one, surprise to no one, she sat down with Barack. They talk about the importance of community and values, and I'm just so excited to see where it goes from here. Next up, an oldie but a goodie, Making Oprah from WBEZ. So it's been over 30 years now since Oprah first greeted a national audience. And I was randomly sitting in my hometown the other day at Starbucks, drinking coffee outside naturally. And I had this thought to myself that I didn't know much about Oprah's beginnings, which is a totally normal thought to have to yourself while you're sipping coffee outside of your hometown Starbucks. And so I looked into the Apple Podcast Store and found this podcast, and it has a 3-part series about how Oprah got her start. And I found it so, so interesting. I listened to almost 3 hours, the 3 different episodes on my drive up to Rhode Island, where I'm spending my week this week. And I mean, there were so many things in this 3-part series that were super fascinating, but I love listening and learning about what they called the Oprah effect, which is basically, I mean, kind of what influencers, I think, do today, which is whenever Oprah would talk about a product or a thing on her show, it would instantly sell out almost everywhere. So it's just so interesting to see how much influence one person can have and just how hard she worked despite so many odds being against her to get to where she is today. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Next highlight of the week, this cheeseburger chopped salad with dill pickle vinaigrette from How Sweet Eats. I've never included a recipe in my highlights, but I've been doing so much cooking in this full size kitchen up here in this home. And it has been, it's been so nice to have some space. Anyway, I've been following this blogger, Jessica Merchant, for years and years. She's probably the first blogger I ever followed right when I was fresh out of college. And I love her writing style. Every single recipe I've ever tried from her has been remarkable. And I found this one when I was looking for some sort of a burger salad last week. What I love about it, aside from how good the dill vinaigrette is that it's not like you're putting a burger patty in the salad. It's just the ground meat and it just all mixes together perfectly. And it's just the perfect summer thing. Next up, details on my cycling kit. This week for Hurdle Moment, I talked up some more lessons I've learned on the bike. And in response, I got a lot of inquiries asking me about the gear that I'm using on the regular to get out there. So details on that. My typical kit includes, and kit is like a fancy word for cyclers where they talk about what they wear, my Lululemon City to Summit cycling jersey, my Lululemon City to Summit cycling short, Bombas cycling socks, and a helmet and shoes from Specialized. And that's the whole thing. All the details again to all of those items, links, etc., will be in the show notes. One thing I will say about cycling gear is that it definitely gets to be expensive, but you have to think about how much use you're going to be getting out of these items. If I only every single day reached in my closet and picked the exact same sneakers to go running in, I would certainly spend more money on them. And so that's just kind of something to think about and wrap your head around when it comes to looking at the cost of a lot of these items. And last but not least, I have a big winner to announce. The winner for this week's Whoop giveaway is Jen Butler. Congrats, Jen. So excited for you. I do want to take a second to say wow to all of you. If you missed the Whoop giveaway, I laid it out in the weekly Hurdle. If you've yet to subscribe to the newsletter, again, link in the show notes, please do so. In order to win the Whoop, I prompted hurdlers to answer last week's 5-Minute Friday prompt. And this prompt asked, what is the last time that you had to hype yourself up to get something done? And how did you feel after you did it? And I was blown away by the responses that came in from the community. And that is something I can't stress enough, is that I, firstly, am just so honored that you're willing to share with me. And secondly, I think it's really special the opportunity that we have to connect with each other over in the weekly Hurdle. There's a comment section. You can press heart or like if you like what you're reading. So please, please not only subscribe, but engage over there. I loved seeing all of you talk to one another when it came to the answers that you were putting in there. And wow, just such strong responses. And you guys just, you gave me all of the feels. Wow. You know, my dad, he does this 2 minutes to better advertising segment. He actually owns his own advertising and marketing company back where I'm from. And it's called 2 minutes to better advertising, but it's actually 3 minutes every week. And I said to him that it's okay because I call this segment on Hurdle 5 minute Friday, but without fail, it's at least 10 minutes every week. So a huge thank you to all of you, all the hurdlers for sticking with me. If you like what you're listening to, please, please, please do not hesitate to rate and review Hurdle in the iTunes store. I have a personal goal of getting another 200 ratings before August 31st, and I would appreciate you the most if you help me get there. Other than that, share this on social media by tagging at Emily Abadi and at Hurdle Podcast, and enjoy your weekend. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.